Secret number 11. The universe thinks through you. My body and the universe are composed of the same molecules, come from the same source, obey the same rhythms, and flash with the same storms of electromagnetic energy. So it must be that the universe is living and breathing through me. I am an expression of everything in existence. From the perspective of wholeness, the universe is thinking about you. Its thoughts are invisible, but sometimes your attention feels the larger design at work because every life has inescapable turning points, opportunities, epiphanies, and breakthroughs. To you, a thought is an image or idea floating through your mind. To the universe, and here we mean the universal intelligence that permeates the swarm of galaxies, black holes, and interstellar dust, a thought is a step in evolution. It's a creative act. To truly live at the center of the one reality, evolution must become of primary interest to you. When your brain carries out a desire, the universe is carrying it out at the same time. There is no difference between I want to have a child and the universe wants to have a child. The embryo that starts to grow in the womb relies on billions of years of intelligence, memory, creativity, and evolution. The fact that you experience your desire as an individual doesn't negate the universe from acting through you, just as the fact that you consider your children to be yours doesn't negate the fact that they are also the children of a vast gene pool. That gene pool has no other parent than the universe. What's playing through your DNA at this moment is the evolution of the universe. As you access more intelligence, more creativity, more awareness, you are evolving. The universe has a stake in which choices you decide to make, for the overwhelming evidence is that it favors evolution over standing still. In Sanskrit, the evolutionary force is called dharma, from a root word that means to uphold. Without you, dharma would be confined to three dimensions. Human beings extended the evolutionary scheme when life reached a certain limit in physicality. But the universe wanted to have a new perspective, and for this had to create creators like itself. I once asked a physicist if everyone in his community accepted by now that reality was non-local. He conceded that they did. "Isn't non-locality the same as omniscience?" I said. "There's no distance in time, no distance in space. Communication is instantaneous, and every particle is connected to every other." "Could be," he said, not exactly agreeing, but letting me go on. "Then why did the universe bother to become local?" I said. "It already knew everything, it already includes everything, and at the deepest level, it already encompasses all events that could possibly happen." "I don't know," my physicist said. "Maybe the universe just wanted a vacation." This isn't a bad answer. Through us, the universe gets to play. Play at what? At giving someone else the controls to see what he or she comes up with. The one thing the universe can't experience is getting away from itself. So in a sense, we are its vacation. It provides us with food, air, water, and a great deal of scenery to explore. All of that comes from the automatic side of cosmic intelligence. It continues on its own, but the side that wants to play is plugged into evolution, and dharma is its way of telling us how the game works. If you look carefully at the critical turning points in your life, you'll see how closely you were paying attention to the evolutionary game. You were ready to move forward. The experience of your old reality was worn out and ready for change. You were ready to pay attention. When the opportunity arrived, you noticed it and took the necessary leap. The environment supported you. When you moved forward, events fell into place. You felt more expanded and free in your new place. You saw yourself as, in some way, a new person. This set of circumstances, both inner and outer, is what dharma provides, which is to say that when you feel ready to move forward, reality shifts to show you how. Dharma needs you to collaborate with it. The single best way to align with the Dharma is to start up a relationship with it by changing your reality to accommodate the 11th secret. The 11th secret is about escaping the bondage of cause and effect. The universe is alive and imbued with subjectivity. Cause and effect are just the machinery it uses to carry out what it wants to do. And what it wants to do is to live and breathe through you. To find out the truth of this, you need to relate to the universe as if it were alive. Otherwise, how will you ever know that it is? Today, begin to adopt the following habits. Talk to the universe. Listen for its reply. Be on intimate terms with nature. See the life in everything. Carry yourself like a child of the universe. The first step, talking to the universe, is the most important. When I say that you can talk to the universe, I mean you can connect to it. If you're driving home from work and your gaze is caught by a glowing sunset, consider that nature wanted to catch your attention. On some intimate level, your existence meshes with the universe, not by chance, but by intention. When you see the life that exists everywhere, acknowledge what you're seeing. You're a co-creator and you have the right to appreciate the patterns of connection that you've made. Carrying yourself like a child of the universe isn't a game of cosmic pretend. At the level of the field, you exist everywhere in space-time. A scientific fact that we are carrying a step further by saying that this moment in space-time has a special purpose in your whole world. It is your world, and by responding to it that way, you will begin to notice that it responds back. On some days, everything goes right. At certain moments, you feel absorbed into the rhythm of nature. Sometimes you know that you have always been here. These are general examples, but you can be alert to moments that seem meant just for you.